Hannah.
Good morning.
Has joined.
Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning. Hope you had a good night rest.
I did. Thank you very much. It was needed.
Oh, you're welcome.
I appreciate you telling people about it. We'll start in a few minutes.
Okay.
Not a few minutes, a few seconds, really. I just have one more thing to open up, and then I'll be ready.
Edith.
Good morning.
Has joined.
Good morning.
Has joined.
Good morning.
Morning.
Angela.
Has joined.
Shemihud could shabri hui shide. Kilu Urkimu Utilu Utilu Urkimu Layakta Lashem Yudhe Bavate Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah Vahino Amadonai Elohino Elena Maseya Dena Kanane Elena Maseya Dena Kanane. Today we are studying the third Aliyah for Parasha Vayikra. It begins at Leviticus chapter 2, verse 7, completes at verse 16. Again, we have 10 verses, and we know the number 10 connects to the 10 Sephirot. Verse 7. Marheshet. Karbanecha solet lashemen se'ase Weheveta et hamincha asher ye'ase me'ele Ladonai yohewahe adanu yo yohahe dawanu heyo. Vehikriva el hakohen, vehigisha el hamizbeah, veheirim hakohen, min hamincha et azkarata, vehiktir hamizbeah, ishe reach nichoa. La donai yo he wahe adanu yo yo ahe da wanu he yo we hanoteret min ha mincha leacharon ulvanav kodesh kadashim me ishe adonai. Yo he wahe adanu yo. Yo ahe da wanu he yo. Kol hamincha asher takrivu. La donai yo he wahe adanu yo. Yo ahe da wanu he yo. Lo te ase chametz. Ki kol seor lekol davash lo ta tiru mimenu ishe la donai yo he wahe adanu yo yo ahe da wanu he yo karban reshit tachrevu. O tam la donai, yo he wahe adanu yo, Yo, I hate that one new hey, yo. Well, Hamiz Bea. Lo, ya, alu, le, re, ah, ni, ho, ah. We call carbon, mean hat, ha. La, mela, team, la, willow, tash, beat. Mela bere berit Elohecha me'al minchatecha al kol karbancha takriv mela. Weim tachriv minchat bikurim badonai yo hey wa hey adanu yo yo ahe da wanu hey yo aviv kalu ba eshkeres karmel tachriv et minchat Bekurecha Benatata Alecha Shemen Vesimchas Vesimta Alecha Livona Mincha He Vehiktir HaKohen Et haskarata migirsa umishamna al kolivonata isheladonai yo he wahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu he yo. That's the completion of the Hebrew reading. The English translation beginning with verse 7. And if your sacrifice is a meal offering in a deep pot, it shall be made of fine flour with oil. Did we ever see anything about the meal offering being in a, what kind of pot it is? Are we burning the pot as well? Are we putting that on the altar? Now this translation adds the word made in a deep pot. But what it's trying to do is explain it in the English. But the assumption is the pot, this is something that we left off yesterday's in the Aliyah about the meal offering, is that we could bring it uncooked or we could bring it cooked. But if we bring it cooked, this is where we're starting now. We're bringing it cooked. Did you make it in a flat pan or a deep pot? Do you think it's spending all of this time? Do you think the Torah is spending all of these words explaining the meal offering that most people think, well, that's for the poor person. But why is it explaining it in such detail? It's to teach us about the poor people. Because the poor people is everybody. The poor person has lack. Every human being has lack. They have a desire that's not yet fulfilled. Because we live in a world of action, meaning a world of process. Thus you shall bring the meal offering, which shall be made from these, to Hashem. And he shall bring it to the Kohen, and he shall bring it close to the altar. This is an amazing verse. You'll notice that the he, in both cases, the he is in the lower H. It's not Hashem. Is that the context of the Hebrew? We don't speak the Hebrew well enough to truly know. But if you read this from an English standpoint, you shall bring the meal offering to Hashem. And then he, is that Hashem or is it the person bringing the offering? Will bring it to the Kohen. We can interpret this verse to say, the Kavanah, when you bring your offering, is it's coming to Hashem. You have to have Hashem in mind first before you bring it to the human being. In many synagogues, it is the custom to say the morning blessings out loud so that people have the opportunity to say Amen. But the question is, are you supposed to say the 18 morning blessings at home by yourself, or you're supposed to say it with the minyan, giving them a chance to say Amen? This is the verse that's teaching the answer. You need to say it. You need to bring those 18 blessings to with the consciousness of Hashem. It cannot be said rote. The first three words, Baruch Atah Hashem. This is the blessings, those morning blessings are offerings. The word blessing, Baruch, means kneel. You kneel to Hashem. Another way of understanding the blessings. The word Atah, Aleph, Taf, He. Does a woman say At? No, she says Atah, representing Aleph to Taf, representing the word Etz, which is the Shekhinah. And the He represents the physical world, the lower He of Hashem's name. The Kavanah is that the Baruch starts in the intellectual area. It starts at Chachma. And then it goes to the Bina, which is the Shekhinah. That's the Etz. Blessed is Chachma. Atah is Bina coming over to the right column of Chesed. As it falls, it is dropped into, as it connects to Malchut. Aleph to Taf, to the He of Malchut, is the Kavanah. All of the letters of the Aleph Bet, the Shekhinah, all the vessels, need to be brought to Malkut, the manifestation, not just potential. Verse 9. And the Kohen shall lift out from the meal offering its remainder and cause it to go to smoke on the altar, a fire offering with a pleasing fragrance to Hashem. This is that famous phrase, Reach Nechoach. We heard it many times this morning. We've heard it many times earlier. There's a very deep secret that we don't really have the time to do it today full justice. And I'm not even sure I understand it completely. It's just intuitively I know it needs to be looked at, needs to be analyzed. Bezrat Hashem, I will find the time to do that. Verse 10. And what remains of the meal offering shall belong to Aaron and his descendants, Holy of Holies from the fire offerings of Hashem. The meal offering is being put on the altar as an olah, a burnt offering. The meal offering is going up in smoke. Is there something left over? Remember, the fire is being let burning all night long. So what does it mean that what remains of the meal offering? Number 11. No meal offering that you sacrifice to Hashem shall be made leavened, for you shall not cause to smoke any leavening or any honey, a fire offering to Hashem. Fire offering means an oleh. An oleh means the burnt offering. The oleh means an elevation process. Leavening and honey are chametz. They are this inflated ego. That's what we're looking for when we search for chametz. We're looking for within us the inflated ego. Is there anything wrong with our ego? No, in this world we need an ego. The correction of the person born in the month of Pisces, the month of Adar, is to develop an ego, not let people walk over him, because he'll go with the flow, but to recognize when he's being taken advantage of, because he's such a nice, calm person. But what is the inflated ego? As I said, there's nothing wrong with having an ego. We need an ego in this world because the ego is what makes us separate from another person. And the only way we can remove bread of shame is by doing the hard work of unifying with the opposite of us. That's what marriage was created for, to help grind off those rough edges, which are the inflated ego. That's the point. We need the ego, but we don't need the inflated part. And it's too easy to puff ourselves up, which is what the chametz does, the leaven does. It puffs ourselves up. Because we can't look at ourselves honestly from the outside, only from the inside. And from the inside, we have to remove all of the exaggeration. We have to remove all of the desire to be thought of as a good person, to be liked by someone else. That's not what we're here to do. I have many students over the years who have said to me, can't you give me some good news? Can't you tell me what a wonderful person I am? Why do you always have to talk about my negative actions, my negative aspects of myself? Why do you have to point that out to me? And the answer is, you didn't come here to this physical world to be taught how wonderful you are. You came here to learn what you have to change about yourself. And that's what a teacher is here to do. Yes, I could do it more gently. Yes, I could do it in a more acceptable form for the person I'm speaking to. And that's my tikkun. That's my lessons. To speak in a way that the person will hear me and not be reactive to me. Verse 12. You shall bring them as a first offering to the Lord, to Hashem. Nevertheless, they shall not go up on the altar as a pleasing fragrance to the Lord. Now you know what it means by what is left over. The meal offering is being cooked on the altar to be eaten by the Kohen. Verse 13. And you shall salt every one of your meal offering sacrifices with salt. And you shall not omit the salt of your Hashem's covenant from upon your meal offerings. You shall offer salt on all your sacrifices. Why does Hashem want us to salt the animals? Because it removes the blood. It separates the body from the soul. Why does he put salt on the meal offerings? For that same reason. We think it's because salt makes things taste better. But on a spiritual level, salt, which is right column, is elevating the desire to receive. Verse 14. When you bring a meal offering of the first grains to Hashem, you shall bring your first grain meal offering as soon as it ripens, parched over the fire, kernels full in their husk, coarse meal. The English translation I have is adding that it's barley. The first grain offering is barley because that's the first part of the crops that ripens. And in fact, there's a whole community it'll take me a while to remember the. It starts with a K. There's a community of people who search for the barley grain, the barley. They call it the Aviv grain, which is the barley. They search for the Aviv species that grows wild in the land of Israel. And if there's enough of it, then they then declare Pesach is the same as what our calendar says, and it's not another month of Adar. That is their technique. They just finished it, and they announced that their Pesach, which will be the same as ours, a week from Saturday night, because they found sufficient of the barley. And that's what this is really relating to. The first grains are what comes to Hashem as the offering. Verse 15, and you shall put oil on it and place frankincense upon it. It is a meal offering. Yesterday we were introduced to this idea of the frankincense. And I didn't really discuss it, and I'm not going to discuss it now. But the frankincense is one of the 11 components of the Torah. Verse 16, then the Kohen shall cause its remainder, to smoke from its coarse meal and from its oil, and with all its frankincense, a fire offering to Hashem. Does anyone have any questions? We're almost out of time, so we won't really have the time to study the Perek Shira today. In a half hour, we will have our connection to the third day of Nisan and the month of Sivan. I hope you'll join us. We have an 11 o'clock class that will be continuing our study of the book of Joshua. 4:30, a deep Zohar class, and 7 o'clock, we will have the Ariz class that we missed last night. Are there any questions? Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful day.
Oh, thank you.
Shalom Gadol.
Thank you all.
Thank you.